Okay, it's 9 o'clock. I will call the Story County Board of Supervisors meeting as the drainage trustees this morning. I'll call us to order. Present is myself, Paul Toot, the chair, vice chair of the board.
Wayne Clinton, supervisor.
Scott Walls here, our drainage clerk. Darren Moon, the county engineer, and I assume this is Mr. Sandvy here, the landowner in this district. A little bit late this morning as the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Rick Sanders, so he said to go ahead and get started. And the only thing on our agenda this morning is to meet with Mr. Sandvy to consider the tile improvements he would like to make in Drainage District Collins number 56 in conjunction with the DOT bridge project, removal project in Collins. So, who's first?
I guess, why don't we just get started?
Probably should come up to the... Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, we're recording it.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and just get started and tell us what you'd like to do with the district tile.
Well, the tile has been overloaded, and on two occasions there's been a breakout, blow up, and causes a hole about the size of a car in the middle of my field. County's been excellent. They've come out, fixed it, put the dirt in. It's not a problem. What I would like to do, just myself, is I'd like to extend the end of the drainage tile to the end of my property. And that would be approximately 550 to 600 feet.
Well, I guess it's more of an engineering question for Darren and Scott. First of all, it's all of the extension is on your property. As far as potential drainage or problems for adjacent properties and so forth, are there anything contemplating by this change from your standpoint, Darren?
I guess my main concern, or at least something for the trustees to consider, is this will be an additional length of tile for the district to maintain in the future. So it's technically considered an improvement, and the district does have a right to override improvements, the right of remonstrance, it's called. But I think you probably need to give the district the opportunity at least to know that this is happening so they could approve it or disapprove it if they want to. I don't know.
So the other landowners in the area is what you're basically saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be impact. Well, and I know this is probably a different precedent from my tenure on the board, as we've talked about drainage issues, but my concern would be is if this would be something that the trustees would support, is there a provision that it would be the landowner's responsibility then for any additional improvements or things like that because of this is the extension that was put in? Would that have to be something that would legally could be put into the agreement, which I don't know based on drainage laws and things of this nature, because technically we're not doing it, and he's borne all the costs, so the other landowners are not borrowing any of the costs. The problem is if we have future problems down there as to who bears the cost for that, the way I see it.
Correct, and that's...
I take on that responsibility.
I just don't know if we can pass that on to a private individual. And
one of the I apologize if this is something that was already answered once.
You just got here.
I've got two questions. One, does this in any way change the boundaries of the drainage district? Is your property entirely within this drainage district?
I assume that, I don't know. I assume that it ends where the tile ends.
You think you'd be extending the tile past
just to
that
my,
line?
Well, just to my property line.
Okay.
To the property line. It looks like that would extend outside of the current district a little bit.
But it seems to me that current law would allow for an individual to tie into one of our existing tiles
right.
and build whatever you deem is appropriate for your property.
Yeah.
but then that never conveys to the drainage district, so that then any future issues would still rest completely. It would be a private tile tied into a public tile, and as I understand the law, he can go do whatever he wants to do to tie in to one of our public tiles.
Yep.
It never is going to revert to the drainage district if there's any problem down the road or anything like that.
That wouldn't be the situation here. He wants to extend the current tile outlet through his property so it's covered up. It's not open ditch anymore.
Oh, okay.
So
he wants to extend the current tile outlet.
Correct.
Can he do what he wants to do on his property? So is he tying into an existing tile, or is he tying into an open ditch?
He's tying into the existing tile outlet of the district.
He'd be extending the tile where the tile ends. He'd be adding on to the end of the tile instead of tying into the tile somewhere.
Isn't that exactly the same as him tiling his ground and just tying into the end of one of our tiles?
A portion of it, they always leave a distance of an outlet of a tile for open ditch to make sure the district can keep it open. So a portion of that would be in the district. So in the future, I don't know how we differentiate that line or what he put into what we put in. So that's a challenge.
And it might be a difference as opposed to just tying into the existing drainage tile or extending. I mean, if he hooks onto the end of it, obviously he's extending the tile. And if he does that, is he trying to extend the district?
And that could have an impact on the district tile upstream because if there's a blockage.
Originally built these tiles 100 years ago. Wayne, I don't know if you were in on that.
That was here then.
originally built it 100 years ago. And from that point on, we've had private landowners tying into these things and, in fact, extending the area that's getting drained, even if it's only marginally extending. And as I understand drainage law, and you guys are just going to have to help me if I'm missing this, private landowner, it doesn't matter where he ties into one of our tiles. If he ties into one, he can tie into one of our tiles.
Correct.
Whatever that does, whatever it does, then our lines all stay the same.
Nothing our changes for us.
Responsibility as far as maintenance in terms of the drainage district stays with exactly what it was. Now, however we would mark that, I don't know, to keep track in the future. But my understanding is, as long as there's not an expectation that the drainage district is going to assume the maintenance of whatever is put in, that this isn't an issue that comes before the drainage district, other than we appreciate the notification that these things are happening. And Darren, just talk me through if I'm missing.
I just want to make clear, I don't think what you're doing is a big concern. I just want to make sure we follow the proper steps.
That's why I asked.
When they do an improvement, if it gets over $20,000, we're required to hold a hearing. And that was my concern for holding this meeting. I think you need to hold that hearing to make the district aware of what's going on. I feel like they're going to approve it and say, yeah, it's not that big a deal. Let's do this. But we got to give them that opportunity. And two, since he's extending the existing tile and hooking on to it, if anything happens to that tile in the future, it can affect the performance of the district tile.
Back further.
Right.
Back
that's true.
That's a distinction between.
I'm with you, but I go back to what we've been doing for 100 years, tying into these things.
Yep.
My contention would be that every time somebody ties into one of these things, it affects our tile. More capacity, more everything. It affects our tile. Secondly, I'm not sure the $20,000 threshold applies in this case because you're talking about a private doing some private work on his property. The whole trigger for me is whether this ever reverts to district property, or is it as simple as we have what we have, and he chooses to go out and do what you do on your property. Now, is the stub of our tile that he would tie into, is that on your property right now, or would it have to be extended?
Oh, no, it's on my property.
See, I still come back until somebody can tell me he doesn't have the right to go do whatever he wants to do and tie into that tile, as long as it never becomes drained into the property. I think he can do that. And I don't think it requires a hearing, regardless of how much he spends. I don't think anything's triggered unless ultimately this becomes drainage district property. Because Darren, we deal with this all the time where you go out and you're not quite sure where drainage tile is in private.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all a hodgepodge.
Yep.
Well, it kind of goes back to a situation we had up in the Roland area a few years ago, you know, where we didn't know that certain things were being done. When we clearly are notified of the improvement and so forth, then we can look at the potential mitigation problems that could occur down the line and make sure that we have an understanding with the landowners that, you know, if things do, if a problem does exist, that it's not the district's responsibility, it's going to be their responsibility. And that's why I came back to that question of, is if this is approved, can it be legally binding or stated in such an agreement that, you know, those types of things would have to be borne by the landowner? And that's again where I don't know if we've ever crossed that path before. You see,
I don't think we have.
You are saying that this is it's still going outside of the current district into another. His property is extending into beyond the district line. In other words, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a little bit in the district and a little bit out of the district.
Right. So, is there any potential to stop it at the end there, where you don't extend? How much are we talking about the difference between the total length of the extension?
What I want to put in is between 500 and 600 foot, which would take it to the end of my property.
Right.
The tile is currently 500 to 600 foot inside my property.
Sometimes it's a little gray on where the district line actually stops at the outlet, so that. But the other issue you brought up is you might want to increase the size of the tile
that would definitely take a
hearing.
Yeah,
if I can do that, that's where my concern stops. Okay, but can I add a couple more things that you may have a concern about? Okay. Under the new highway project, they're going to dump a lot more tile into this existing tile. It's already overtaxed. The city has approached me. They want to change some of their configurations as it comes to surface water.
Actually, we've got the mayor sitting right behind you.
Okay. Well, that's good. And the tile's already overtaxed, okay? That's what's causing the blow-ups. And what happens is, when you have the old clay tile, they often had pretty good-sized chips in them. If a tile's running half full, a rock goes in them, the dirt goes over, and they seal. When the tile runs completely full, it catches that rock, maybe sometimes tears it out, all of a sudden you got a hole the size of a car. And when you're combining along, you don't like to see those. Because you might run into them, but the county has fixed it at least twice since I've owned the property, and they've done an excellent job. They were right there. They come out and put flags around them, so we wouldn't dive in them. I mean, they did a good job. But if the county or the city wants to go further in the project, then I would need to know what I need to do. I would suggest a much larger tile, and I would put in a much larger tile coming across my property. My concern partially ends right there. Okay. Now, the highway is going to cause a lot more water coming in now. Through the years, the city has caused a lot more water coming down across the property. Now, an interesting thing that the DOT is doing, there's a 4x10 box culvert under the highway. Okay. Now, that's 40 square feet. They're going to take that out. They're going to raise the depth of the highway about 3 foot in that area. They're going to put in a 3x12 culvert, 36 square feet. Now, the engineer has approached me, which he won't return my phone calls anymore. That's less square feet. Okay? He's concerned they're going to put more water down across my property. I don't think so if you have a smaller box going underneath the highway. What's going to happen, that's going to cause more flooding for the town. The right thing to do is to put a larger tile all the way up through my property, cross the highway, put in a large grate, and ship most of the water underground, which helps me tremendously, but getting the water underground is a better thing for everybody concerned. Stops erosion, you know, gets the water flowing. And there's at the edge of my property, there's a creek that comes down, almost touches, well, partially in my property, and then it curves right there and goes directly west past the lagoons. That's where I would end the tile project, is in that creek, and then just so I can cross my property instead of having to go around with planters and stuff. I think there's a solution here that would be better for everybody, but I don't want to get into that. I want to get what I want, and then after that, I'm just voicing my concerns for the benefit of the public and the county. And
I think you make a great point. My concerns would be that for what you're trying to do, no matter what size tile you put in, if it's feeding into a smaller tile, there's going to be that bottleneck effect, and it's going to limit how effective whatever tile you put in is. That said, to go that extra step of clearly improving this district and putting in a larger tile is going to require it's going to require huge input, because you're talking about big time dollars. And in fact, Scott, help me with this one. Isn't this one of the districts that we contemplated turning over to the city of Collins? I mean, it was close. It was right on the line. Brett, do you remember those conversations where we talked about?
Yeah, I think it was around 24% of the district.
So what we did a couple years ago, or a year and a half or so ago, is we took every drainage district that we have in the county that meets certain criteria in terms of what it's doing for cities, and we turned those over to the cities because from our perspective, closest to the people makes the most sense. And if we could have turned this one over to Collins, we would have, and you'd be visiting with them right now as their trustees and making some of these decisions. For us to go, I think for you doing on your field what you want to do, as long as you're going to maintain ownership and responsibility for those, I think you can do it. I would probably am going to get to the point that I'm going to ask Darren to write you a letter just spelling out exactly what all this means. But then to go beyond that to improving it, which I agree with everything you just said. I think we don't know what 65, I mean, I think it's going to be nice for the town, but ultimately what that's going to look like in terms of the way water runoff. Clearly, Collins has had issues for years with trying to move the water all the way through. It's something that needs to be addressed, but I think we're talking about two different issues right now.
Good.
So.
Yeah. I would like to have Darren's input as far as size. I was originally thinking of a 48-inch tile going up through there. But, you know, if
I think all of our districts are in that.
It's going to be.
They've all been added on to so much.
If I do it, it's going to be overkill.
It could all take an increase. It's just whether the district wants to do that investment or not. And
right.
We haven't really heard from any of the rest of the districts, so it's.
I agree.
It's probably not, it would really help, but the district's responsibility is only to maintain it in its original condition.
If I were to do something, I've looked into the cost of the very size tile and the cement tube and, of course, tin. Do you have a preference whether I do metal or whether I do – metal is a lot easier for me to work with. They come in 30-foot pieces and bands and
– We do patches in metal, but we don't like really long distances because it does rust out. There's so many repairs we do that they're already gone.
I figured it'd last 50 years, and that wouldn't be my concern.
In general, long stretches we do concrete or plastic.
You know,
plastic.
100 years is our fence mark.
Yeah.
You better outlaw it than you have.
I would prefer to avoid the metal for long stretches. We do it for patches because we know that the rest of the tile's not going to last that long. So.
Well, you know, a couple of things, and I mean, just for me, Joe, the key for us, at least for me personally, is more or less if you're able to work out a compromise that's something that the engineer is comfortable with, because after all, you know, we have to rely on our engineering department to go out and oversee and determine what potential problems we have as a drainage trustee, and if we have to, you know, go and hire outside engineers to do a large improvement, or wouldn't necessarily say improvement, but to bring it back to its original specs, So to me, that appears to be the more in line with everything. I think the important thing here that I think what Darren was trying to determine is simply because it potentially could have some effect in the district outside of your property, whether we're legally responsible to hold a public hearing or not, or a public notification. And because I will assume this cost is probably going to be close to that $20,000 threshold or
if,
above.
If I go steal, it'll be under $20,000.
Under
it'll be like $15,000. That, and I do my own work, so I don't charge for my labor. But
Darren, I think my preference, and I just need you to stop me if I'm going the wrong way. My preference would be a letter from you stating that here is our drainage tile, here's our district. As a private landowner, you can go tile your fields however you see fit, but this will never be part of this drainage district for maintenance or repairs. Go out and shoot it, you know, make sure that we got a good idea of where this is. And then get Jessica. Jessica's our civil attorney. Get Jessica to review it to make sure that we're doing everything right. Then we're clear with you. So that would be the first thing I'd ask if you're okay with that. Then I think, Wayne, that takes care of the whole $20,000. It takes care of all of it because now it's not our responsibility. It's strictly a private landowner. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
As long as they're not increasing.
And then, Brett, annex a little bit of ground so we can get above 25% so that you guys can handle this drainage district the rest of the way.
It already is in the city limits.
Absolutely. No, I'm saying I want him to go get, if he gets just a touch more ground, if Collins takes a touch more ground within this drainage district, then I think we qualify to turn it over to Collins, and then you guys get to all get together and figure out exactly how you want to do this thing.
Well, there's no question the whole concept, as you've put it there, with the new improvement to the highway coming through, is you're trying to not only benefit you, but you're also trying to benefit town and the community.
Well, now's the time to do it because
but
you
don't want
to question
as to how it's going to be done, and whether there could be some unintended, you know, results that would impact Collins beyond what is not happening right now. And I don't know if we will even know that. You know, I mean, there's so many unknowns. Water will find its own way eventually once it gets out.
Well, Mother Nature's going to do what she wants to do ultimately. There's no question about that. We can pretend like we're going to control some of it.
Can't control it all.
All right, so if we've dealt with that issue, second question, so separate topic now, was this idea of improving, is it a 20-inch tile that's running through there? Is that what I'm seeing? 28 improve going up above that, that's going to require a full-blown drainage district meeting. We'd probably need to come to Collins to get that done. The way that happens for us is we get a landowner within the district who starts to push this thing, and if enough people express interest in improving the district, then we'll come hold a public hearing down there. Last time we were down there was for the men's hog operation. It was a party. We could come down. We could do something like that again for a drainage district, tell everybody, every landowner, what it's going to cost them, which they won't be happy about, and but that's just a separate issue that if you want to push, you can push. Otherwise, you're going to be tying into that 20-inch. Whatever you do, you're going to be tying into that 20-inch.
At this point, that's where I want to stop. I'll be cooperative in the other one, but I can see where that's a real can of worms.
Yep.
That's for Darren to take on.
Good?
Yep.
Okay. Scott, what action do we need to take, if any? It sounds to me like Drainage District isn't really doing anything other than Darren's going to clarify in writing exactly where everything is, and then as a private landowner, you go do whatever it is you do.
Sounds sufficient to me.
Yeah. I don't think it requires any action from us because there's not anything. Brett. Sure.
But
think we're coming close. We've got some funding, and we're anxious to move forward to keep the town.
And I think I can say to you unequivocally at this point, this drainage district, as far as the county's role as drainage district trustees, we have no plans to do anything in 56 other than try to maintain it. Is that fair? I mean, we got no plans for any improvements. We got no plans for any upgrades. We're going to go in and we're going to fix the blowouts when they come in. There's no trees in this district. I mean, is there? We're not going to go in and be handling trees or anything out of this district.
There's trees in my drainage ditch after the tile, which they're mulberry trees. I plan on taking them out, and I've talked to the NRCS about it, and they're all okay with. They're scrub trees. I mean, they're not.
Okay. There are trees in the city.
Trees in
the
town.
Yeah, there's trees in town.
Issues with tree roots in the tile before.
They've had trouble with.
Which is not unusual for any drainage district.
I was talking more from the perspective of the new drainage ditch or dredge ditch maintenance plan. So, if no action is required, do we have any other business for the drainage district trustees this morning? If none, I'd take a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. We get you where you need to be?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go measure this. I think this is bigger here than what that says.
Right after a couple weeks.